From the studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Forgetting what his own positions are, and he's bending the you will too. I mean, he's changing up so much and backtracking and sidestepping. We've got to name this condition that he's going through. I think it's called Romnesia.
Thank you, Dr. Obama. I mean,
it would be a lot more easy to take if Obama could just get it out. That's a little trouble.
He does it more than Mel Tillis. I mean, how can you tell Obama's lying? Good. Hi, folks. Welcome to the program. It's Monday. October 22nd, then coming up close to the most important day that we've some of us have been looking forward to for a long time, and that's Halloween. You thought I was going to say debate, didn't you?
No. I'm looking forward tomorrow to the debate, but boy, I tell you, the big day is coming, November 6th. You're in trouble after that, because what are we going to talk about after that? We got nothing left to talk about.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty. And speaking of what to talk about, in addition to Romnesia, we got Armstrong on the list. Want to touch a little bit about technology, about phones and tablets, how they are changing our lives. And did you know that the U.S. credit rating from the Standard & Poor's has dropped again? It's down. Went from a AAA rating down to a AA-.
Well, that's our dear president doing that to us.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, he doesn't know how to bring it back up. He doesn't know how to do anything about the economy. He doesn't know how to fix it. And so consequently, it's going to continue going down and going down. And it will sooner or later fix itself, despite him. But I'd sure like to get a chance to do a little faster than that.
Well, I know what his plan was. In fact, he's kind of already alluded to this, is that you just ignore it and it goes away. Or you have an executive order and you try to change it.
Well, I'm afraid I've decided what his plan is. Is Obama, from the day one, he didn't have a plan. He's using someone else's plan. From day one, he didn't know what he was going to do, so he just listened to whoever was telling him what to do and how to do it, and has just simply done their bidding. Once he got 4 years into it, he's realizing that perhaps that wasn't the smartest move he's ever made, but now it's too late to do anything about it. And so he might try to change his ways of doing things, but I don't think so. I think he's stuck in his ways of doing things. The people that were pulling the strings, so to speak, have pretty much well got what they want out of him, and that's all they care about. So they're going to just let go of him and let him flounder around all on his own. And I don't know if he's going to pull through it or not.
Oh, but I totally disagree with you. Obama did have a plan. His plan was no plan, which no plan is a plan, according to his plan, which is why he was pushing the hope and change, because he was hoping that whatever his plan was, it would change to go along with his plan, which was no plan.
And fuzzy was he was a bear.
And don't ask me to repeat that, please.
Fuzzy was he was a bear. Fuzzy wasn't fuzzy was he.
I don't know, but fuzz us at 646-721-9887. You can send us emails, talk@krbn.com. And to get some business out of the way, because this show is sponsored by Cliff's favorite cookie, Dancing Dog Cookies. They're good for your dog, and they're good for Cliff. And I will play the thing as soon as I can find where Blog Talk hid the the Dancing Dog Cookies available online. At www.dancingdogcookies.com are in select stores in Lane County. Check them
Good
out.
Good dog, Skippy. Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with dancing dog cookies because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. Plus, they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them, and I'm sure you will too, so check them out at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
And don't you get a case of amnesia and forget to check them out. So www.dancingdogcookies.com. And speaking of amnesia, we got some exciting stuff coming up. Stay tuned to this program in the next couple of weeks. We've got some changes coming down the line that should be all good. And we'll be keep tuned for announcements on that. And no, we are still staying here, folks. No, we're not quitting yet. So don't get all excited.
We don't have enough smarts to quit.
Hey, I'm having too much fun. Broadcasting to the world.
You know, I've been waiting for more and more of the world to start calling. It's time to do that. Believe me, we've not had any calls for, well, regular calls for a couple of days. 646-721-9887. 646-721-9887. I've got a cold, in case you haven't been able to tell. And if I start coughing away, I'll just turn the mic off and have a coughing fit and then come back. So I'll be okay.
Yeah, the listening public appreciates that, by the way.
Right. Believe me.
But it does make your announcer voice sound a lot better. 646-721-9887. Well, so what do you think about President Obama doing the name-calling thing? To me, I think that's kind of childish, amnesia. I mean, come on.
Well, I saw they did a thing. The Catholic Church had they called it something, but it was a kind of like a round table. It was kind of like a pound the other guy. And the two of them, I will have to, you know, I have heard so many times over and over and over again how Obama is such a good orator, such a good speaker. He sucks compared to Romney. You get them up there together without his and even with his notes. He didn't have a teleprompter at this thing. He had notes on pieces of little cardboard or whatever he hit him on, and he was terrible. He couldn't remember anything, and he couldn't tell jokes.
I got my teleprompter. Wait a minute. Where is my teleprompter?
Really, that's exactly what it was, and so it's a matter. I'm amazed that he can actually do enough in these debates to actually continue going. I mean, this one tonight is going to be kind of an interesting thing because I don't know how we can rely too much on notes. I'm really hoping that Romney steps up to the plate this time because he did have two places where he could have really jumped in there and just tromped all over Obama during the last debate, but he let him go by. He didn't have his act together like he should have, and Obama didn't have his act together either, but he did have it together better than Romney did. So this next one, it'll be interesting. I want to see what happens to it. It's going to be really interesting. I have 6 o'clock tomorrow night. That's Pacific time. You got to remember to tell people how time, because we are working on all the time zones. You can hear us, but 6 o'clock Pacific time is when the thing is going to be tonight. That's actual debate, or whatever you want to call these things. They aren't debates.
Now, what I've said before is that if you really want to get people's attention, you attack football. Well, here's an interesting dilemma, and I wonder, okay, the people that scheduled these debates, they had to know about this, because what else of significant is happening on television tonight?
That football ball game is on television tonight. A couple ball games are on television tonight, and they're talking about the fact that the audience for the debate is going to be quite a bit smaller because of the fact that, of course, there's been a ball game for every debate. So I don't know how much difference it's going to make.
Well, I know some people that they're just not interested, even though it affects our country and our daily lives, because football, especially in the Eugene area with the green and yellow, and say anything negative against the Ducks.
Television is about to go under. If it weren't for sports, there'd be no reason to have a television networks. I mean, the live networks they don't have any reason for living other than for sports, because sports, you have to, you know, it doesn't do you any good to watch a DVD of last night's ball game. It's kind of moot point. And so it's important to see the live sporting coverage live. But everything else can be delayed. Everything else can be delayed by a CD or by a computer or by various different things, and they can all be done later. So it's the whole...
I'll totally disagree with you there. I'll tell you. just like on the 9/11 attacks, people are so, because they couldn't find out who got the new car from the Price is Right, that even while the country was being attacked, they were calling the networks complaining.
Well, that's true. That's true. But
and I really wish I was making that up, folks, because it actually is true. Besides people being in disbelief and thinking that it was just special effects or whatever, as the towers were being attacked, there were a huge amount of people that were calling the stations going, why is my show preempted? Oh, no particular reason. The country's under attack. We don't know where it's going up, you know, and, you know, oblivion and everything else. But don't worry. You can catch reruns of your program.
But that's the thing. Everything is going to be reruns. Everything is going to be on CD or DVD or flash drive, whatever you want to put it on, and you're going to watch it later. So there won't be any interruptions of it. The only thing that's keeping live television going is sports, because, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to watch a ball game a day late or 2 days late or 3 days late. It just doesn't make any sense. So that's why sports is such a big thing on the television right now. What was it, Friday or Saturday or Sunday? I don't remember which. I think it was Saturday. I looked up there, and there was like six channels in a row that had a different ball game on it. I mean, something's going on. And that was just the regular channels. That wasn't network channel or cable channels necessarily either. That was the regular channels, although some of those are cable channels nowadays. It's just a terrible thing that's going. The whole system, well, everything is changing. Everything is changing, not just television, but your telephone and every kind of information and that's going out.
Before you get into that, I want to kind of say something about, before I get off sports, I want to say something publicly here. And I am a subscriber of Sirius Satellite Radio. And during this time of season where, you know, there's a lot of sports, Sirius Satellite, I forget the count because several years back when I actually counted it, has a lot of sports channels.
Yeah.
Well, on the weekend, they went and preempted 23 of the other channels to run some sort of high school sports. Now, I'm sorry, not everybody in the U.S. loves sports. I don't. I'm sorry. I like my old-time radio shows. I like my comedy shows. I like some of the talk shows that I listen to. And they get preempted sports. You have 100-some-odd sports channels. Quit taking mine away. And when I wrote them and I called them, and they just basically said, well, we have so many going on, we had to fill the channel somewhere. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's called local radio. If you want high school, go to local radio. But don't interrupt the ones that I'm paying for to get.
Well, local radio doesn't cut it. Local radio is too bad because, unfortunately, too many local radio stations are not doing anything anymore. They're just sitting there playing music. They're letting down the public, too. So the things on this radio thing, that's where they've got to go to put them on. Because, you know, the Internet, they could put them on the Internet. That's the thing. The Internet is unlimited numbers of channels, and you could just put them on there all over the place. And they do. But that's what's going to keep television and the networks going is sports. That's what's going to keep us being able to have it in our home is sports. And so consequently, you don't want to make them too mad, because you'll make them go away. And if you make them go away, everything will go away.
Well, now with the smartphone apps like you're getting into, well, in fact, at some point we will have a smartphone app, especially since I've been told I'm getting a smartphone. So, I'll, of course, now I'll have a smartphone to play with. I'll have to make a smartphone app for this program, because you can listen to internet radio on your smartphone.
Right. Right. And see, it makes it convenient for absolutely everyone, because you can, with your telephone, you can be anywhere and you can listen to the radio. You can be doing the work. You can be out, you know, driving a truck. You can be out cutting the yard, cutting the lawn, mowing the yard. Whatever you want to do, it can be done with the phone. And the phones, you can have the phones going in your ear anyway, any time, and it's just simply going to go. And it's amazing, because you can watch television on your smartphones now. You don't watch them as much as you listen to them, because the screen is awfully small when you, especially like if you're listening to a ball game or watching a ball game, you know, trying to see that ball move across the screen is kind of bad, and with a 3.5-inch screen. But the thing
And smartphones got the technology where you can actually now talk to your phone. It types it out and sends the text over to another phone and then reads it back to you. And then after that, they're going to come up with even another application that will actually be like, well, I don't know, a phone?
Well, I'm waiting for the phones to come up with a system where they can connect it directly to your eyes, so your eye can be watching the whole thing. You look like you have a 150-inch screen in front of you. The thing is, you'd be running into things a lot, but this, you know, you got to have some drawbacks.
Actually, it's already there. One of them's called Google Glasses, and then they're also working on ones that contacts that you wear. But Google Glasses is something that just recently hit the market that you can watch things, you can do telemetrics and other fun stuff on it. So.
Well, you see, Google Glasses, that's okay. You can use Google Glasses, because Google also has a car that drives itself, so you don't have to worry about where you're going.
That's right. So you can be driving in your Google car, wearing your Google Glasses, using the Google app, watching YouTube, which is a product. Microsoft, watch out. There's competition.
Well, Microsoft is coming up with one, too. Microsoft is coming up with their own version of an iPad or some kind of a pad that's a Microsoft pad or whatever you want to call it, but they're doing it too. So everybody's going to be getting in this. Computers are not stopping, but they're slowing down. And Microsoft, of course, is running computer operating systems, and if they're not going to sell many operating systems, they're not making as much money. So now Microsoft is getting into selling the actual hardware instead of just software. So it's changing. The whole world is changing, and you're going to have to, you know, I don't know if I want to go along with it or not. I'm old enough that I probably in 30 or 40 years, by the time I'm ready to expire, I can make it through without changing my ways too much. But a lot of people are going to have to change their ways and how they do things and what they think of it. Did I lose you?
I don't know. Yep. Oh. Bomb of death. Well, might not let you live that.
Reconnecting.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. I think I'm not sure if we're here or not. Are still going or not? Or we'll find out by the pretty soon anyway. If we're there, I don't know what's happened here, but we've lost Robin, or either Robin's lost or I'm lost. One thing or another, one way or another. We'll see what happens, but we'll continue on. We were talking about various things, but I was talking last about the. What was I talking about? Basically, phones and what's going on with the phones and how many things are going on with the phones. Apple is coming up with their new thing, their new telephone. They've got the Apple event October 23rd. There is a press event, basically, as Cupertino. Apple's in Cupertino, by the way, if you didn't know. And their 13-inch MacBook Pro with a Retina display is really going to go gung-ho. They're really having a special thing for that. And it's going to be a bit smaller than the original iPad, but to make it easier to handle and easier to get around. I don't know if I like smaller or I like bigger. I mean, I don't want it 19-inch like my television.
Back.
Hi, are you there? I'm here. Are you there?
Am I back?
Yes, I hear you.
I don't know. Am I?
Yeah. Not your front.
Okay. The rain came down really hard.
Well, rain is really doing you in because I'm not hearing you either at times. You're not back again yet. So we're having a bigger problem with inclement weather is going to kill us here, at least for this week and perhaps next week, and then the week after that, hopefully, I'll be taken care of back to the original studio. So things are, you know, weather around here, when it starts raining real hard, it's amazing. It can make a huge difference in how things work and or don't work. Even on my satellite TV, a little bit of rain, well, not a little bit of rain, it's a lot of rain. It takes a lot of rain to do it. We'll actually shut it down and it'll shut it off and it'll go away. Snow will too, but then of course you can go out and you know, brush off the satellite dish and the snow will go away and you can hear it and you can get it back again. So you have some control over that. But if it's just pouring down rain, you have no control over that. It's just, and it will actually cut out the signal so that you don't get a signal into to whatever it is you're doing with the dish, television or see whatever. I'm hooked up to the internet through a telephone line and a regular landline telephone type line, and so basically that's the most reliable I think at the moment. I would like to hope that it wasn't going to stay that way because I don't like to pay the telephone company's phone lines prices, because there are other ways to get the internet that are better than that. Anyway, that's just my big thing about it. I was talking about the iPads, the new iPads, the different kind of iPads that they're going to be bringing out and talking about and doing things about. I guess their telephones are kind of leaving those alone. They brought the telephones out and they've already run into some major problems with the telephones, and a couple of them are just ignoring, and a couple of them they're fixing. But they've got this MacBook Pro. And they're going to have a 13-inch as well. They're going to have a big one and a little one, and they're not cheap. They're not cheap. Reportedly, Mac staff says that the new laptops will start out at $1,695. The price could belong to the base model, according to a report, and an even higher end version. Of the laptop at $2,000 or $300 or $200 or $300 more, so that could be a big thing. I'm not really that familiar with iPods and iPads and iMacs and all that sort of thing because I don't use them. I use the Microsoft versions of everything instead, and the Microsoft Office is coming out with their own versions of things. They're coming out with they come up with these kooky names for them, but there's this Windows 8 is coming out now, and Windows RT. And you get different options from the two. And, of course, Microsoft thinks Windows 8 is great. They've got to think it's great because they did it. And so they're going to think it's great. But Windows 8 has almost everything Windows 7 and the Vista programs did, and maybe even runs for some of the XP programs, because there's been some compatibility problems that people have run into with the XP programs. So they're going to bring them into to the fray, because you just can't just, you know, put all I understand what they're doing. Microsoft is losing ground. They're not selling as many computers as they used to. They're not consequently not selling as many operating systems as they used to, and they're not making as much money. So they want to get it done. They want to get rid of Windows XP. They want to say goodbye to it and make you buy a new one. So they'd make some money for the new one. Well, I don't like that idea. I know things have to change, and I've had XP for how many years now? It's been forever now. But I know what it works and how it works and what it does and where it does it. That's the most important thing, is where to find what it does and where to fix it. And that's taken me 10 to 15 years to figure out how to do that. And now that I've got it figured out, they're going to change it again, and they're going to change it again and again and again. So right now we've got Windows 7 running, but and soon they're going to have everything going up to Windows 8. And make everything on Windows 8, and then they're going to dump Windows 7. So, I don't know. It's kind of an upsetting thing. What is Windows RT? Well, RT is a desktop and office, as well as new Windows RT apps. It can be connected to a camera and a printer and possibly a missile launcher, whatever you want. But it's another version of the thing, and it'll do little things and more things, and each one is a little bit bigger and a little bit better and a little bit more involved. So, but basically, for a while anyway, all you got to worry about is probably Windows 7, which is being pretty well, and it's even that's a couple of years old now. But Windows 8 is going to be the one that's going to work with the phones, the smartphones, and television sets. And it's amazing. Everything wants to do with everything. I only want to, on my telephone, all I want to do is make a telephone call. And, of course, I've got
Speaking of telephone calls, am I here?
Hi there. Oh, you're about back?
Yeah, I'm calling in. I'm burning my cell phone minutes. Like I started saying, we had a huge storm start out over here, and my network just went down, so I'm inching back on the backup network, and so at least maybe I can control the board. But sound quality probably wouldn't be that good. So,
well, I've got the board up on my computer now too, so I don't know who's doing what. I don't know who's, but it seems to be going. So that's all that counts.
Yeah, if my signal will stay stable, then I'll switch back and save my minutes, because I only have 450 minutes. But anyways. So what did I miss?
Well, I was talking about the different versions of Microsoft RT and Microsoft System 8 and 7 and all that sort of thing. And the fact that we've all got to do them over again and learn how to learn everything. You have to learn how to do them again, how to use them again. And I'm a little tired of that. I wish, you know, I understand that it needs to be a little different and it needs to work a little different because it's more involved and more, I don't know, more what, but I wish they'd make them the same so it'd be easier to migrate from one to the other. I hate learning how to do something new constantly, learning how to do, even back when I was young and could learn how to do things new, it was just a pain to constantly be learning how to do it. And, you know, by the time you learned how to do it and could sit down and use it comfortably, then you had to learn how to do something else. And it's just a kind of a pain.
Well, I totally agree with you on that one. In fact, that's one of my bitches and moans is why I don't like to upgrade, is because you're used to where everything's at. I mean, I can understand making improvements on the system and everything, but for example, I use Microsoft Word 2000. I have not upgraded. Microsoft Word works great for me. Sure, there are new features and everything, but as soon as I switched over or looked at 2007, it's like, okay, where did you hide the save button?
Yeah.
Why did you move it? Why isn't things backwards compatible now?
Yeah, I mean, they move things. It doesn't seem to make any sense. They move things, just seem to move them. And they don't have to do that. They can leave them where they were and make them the same and add different things. I don't care if they add things to it, but leave the things that are there alone, where they are and how to work them, where to find them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what my bitch and moans about is, even as far as, you know, I'm in the artwork and stuff and digital, I use PrintShop Pro, which is an old program, does everything I want to do. I try to learn the new stuff. I'm sorry, when I go in, I just want to go in and do it. I don't want to have to spend 2 weeks trying to learn how to do the same thing that I've been doing on the previous programs.
Yeah. And it seems that Windows 8 is basically a telephone type thing because it doesn't do programs like Windows Office or Internet Explorer.
It's an app-based operating system.
That's fine. As long as I'll lose 7 up, 7 in use, so that I can use 7 on my computer because that's where I want it. I don't need to use Windows 8 because I'm not going to use those apps and that sort of thing. However, I have noticed in some instances where people that you want to keep in touch with and want to do. Nowadays, everything is done with typing and touch tone and texting. And so that's a little different. That's one thing that all of a sudden we're doing more of is texting. But that's about as far as an advanced system as I've gone to is texting. The rest of the time, if I use my phone, I want to talk on it. I don't need to text on it. I want to talk on it. And I don't quite understand. Of course, I can see now. If you're doing it long distance and some are going to use up your long distance minutes like you're talking about, it would be cheaper if you could text it in.
Well, that's true, too. But texting, of course, takes a lot of time and everything to do. But it's inconvenient, especially if you've got the older phones like I do, which you have to, you know, each key represents one of 4 letters.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, it would be interesting to have a BlackBerry because the BlackBerries have this keyboard that pops out from somewhere, whether it's the side or the bottom or somewhere, they've got a keyboard that pops out. But even that's old technology, is it? Because if you're using a BlackBerry now, you tell somebody, oh, yeah, I have a BlackBerry, they laugh at you. Everything changes so fast that BlackBerry just isn't in anymore. There's got to be some other system instead. They just kind of laugh at you if you've got a BlackBerry. And that used to be the end thing, is to have a BlackBerry. So I hope BlackBerry comes back and just walks all over the rest of myself.
Well, BlackBerry's still there. I didn't like it personally, but partly because the keys are so small in my fat fingers.
Well, I didn't like any of them because the keys are so. No, there's no way you can make a television. A telephone with the keys big enough to be able to use them. That's just all there is to it. They're just not going to be that big, because telephones just aren't that big. But it's one of those things, and I can live without it. Of course, BlackBerry had a thing where you could buy a regular keyboard and plug it into it too.
Okay, I'm back over to the other system. How's the audio?
Oh, okay. Sounds better. I see you.
Hang up. I'm not cutting out too much. See if the network holds up at all.
Well,
this is a lot better anyways. So, go ahead.
I say if it does, that's okay. We got you going. Yeah, we got you covered. I'm hearing you.
And that's one of the things that will be changing. And like I mentioned earlier in the program about upcoming changes, well, that's one of the things that will be changing as well, is that, not to give too much away, but we'll be back, at least I'll be back in the main studios, which will kind of help set in a remote location. So we'll have better equipment, better connections, just better stuff. In fact, I get my other 2 monitors back too, which I'm really excited about.
God, she's got to have 6 monitors or she's not happy. I swear to God. I've never seen anybody. I've got 2 monitors. I've got 2 monitors for 10 years, and that's quite enough. And I only have 2 monitors because I have 2 computers going, doing different things. And so that's the only reason. But to have 6 monitors on 1 computer, that's, I don't know, it's just not my way of doing things.
Only 6?
I did buy a thing from my friend which shows the photographs taken. If you've got I use it in a flash drive, but put a flash drive of photographs on it, and you can see the photographs. And that was, you know, they've got some stuff that'll show you photographs and things like this. Was only $19, and it'll play photographs, and it's 7 inches, and it's really nice, a fairly decent program. And of course, they got all different kinds of them, but this, I thought that was pretty good, cheap way of watching your pictures. I mean, some people want to take pictures and have pictures and just look at them once in a while, and these people had a computer, and the computer was like 10 years old, and it finally gave up the ghost. And they were talking about buying a new computer and waiting and saving the money to buy a new computer. And I bought this little thing with the pictures so they can see their pictures at least. Can't manipulate or do anything with them, but you can see them. Because they've got thousands and thousands of pictures to look at. The pictures of, they've got their dogs, which are their friends, and with their children. Well, the latest children, they were old enough, had great-grandchildren, I guess, come to think of it. I'm getting old. Never fails. Have I lost you again?
Yeah, it happens with time.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. Did you lose me again?
No, you're here. I got you.
Am I still here?
Yep, you're here. So, anyway, that's basically...
I'm still here.
Yes, hello. Am I here?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, I'll say so.
It's really inconvenient when I keep dropping out because of signal strength or whatever else happens. You know, network, and like say I'm on the backup network. I don't know if anybody can hear me or not.
Well, we could hear you.
Did I go away?
No, you didn't go away.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the way it works is that when I stop talking, you start talking, and then while you're talking, then I talk.
Yes. But I wasn't sure if you were talking yet or if you just went away. That's... Oh, goodness. That's the thing we have when this thing has a – we've got a delay, you know. There's a delay in this digital delay thing, and further apart we are, the more the delay is there. And so sometimes it's a little inconvenient to do these things, and we hope to get it all fixed up. I don't know any other way to do this other than the way we are, so that's the way we'll live with it.
Yeah, that's the part thing, too, about since nobody's come forth with millions of dollars to increase our broadcasting equipment so we can go a lot further than what we're doing now. But if there is somebody out there that would like to donate millions of dollars so that we can take this program to the next step, start off by the email and talk.
You say that sort of tongue in cheek, but there might be somebody, because it doesn't take millions of dollars. It only takes us a couple hundred dollars to put the thing together to probably work a lot better than it is now. But it's not that expensive, really, when you get right down to it, to make it work.
Oh, yeah, well, true. But, you know, our staff would like to get paid sometimes, too. Yeah. I mean, I can only keep feeding them dog cookies just because we get samples for free for so long. And after a while, they start complaining. You know, I get emails from them all the time. A lot of them would like a paycheck once in a while. It's like, yeah, have a cookie.
Yeah, have another cookie. Have an old cookie. Cold cookie and shut up, you know. The song is "Have an Old Cold Teeter and Wait."
Yeah,
that's been a long time since.
Have a cookie and go away.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically, that I was covering this Apple iPod thing and their event that's coming up on the 23rd of October, and then we went in to talk about the Windows RT thing. So we can go on to something else if we'd like. I did have one other thing that I just wanted to make mention to, you know, it's in this day and age, one would think this not have a problem with this, but there's two New York women who say they were turned away from a potential wedding site. They wanted to have a wedding because they're lesbians and they've filed a discrimination complaint. In other words, they say they complained to the state's Human Rights Division because Melissa Irwin and Jenny McCarthy, of Albany, New York, say they filed a complaint on October 11th after the Liberty Ridge Farm told them that they could not use their site for the site of the next wedding next summer. And the farm, which is just outside Albany, New York, they didn't immediately return the messages left by the Associated Press. Co-owner Robert Gifford tells WINYT-TV that they have a right to choose their clientele, but so they decided they didn't want to have lesbians having a wedding there. And that's, you know, I agree. They do have the right to not offer accessibility to any, some people, but that's going to be get them in big trouble because that's a human rights possibility that they're going to have trouble with there. So they should have set aside a place to have that same-sex wedding. I don't know how they'll go. It's October 11th is when this was filed, and so it'll be a while before we hear about that and what happens to it and what happens with it. But I wanted to mention that. I didn't think anybody would ever do that. I thought that's barbaric.
But I don't see the big deal. I don't see the big deal, really, you know. I mean, just like heterosexuals, you know, if you don't, you keep it in the bedroom. Other than that, what's the big deal?
Well, you don't want to have the wedding in the bedroom.
Well, no, that's not what I meant.
Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. I just thought that was sort of unusual in this day and age because it's just you don't hear of people barring, you know, same-sex weddings. That's no big thing anymore. I mean, perhaps the state, some states don't authorize licenses to it, but they've authorized the license. They've got the license. Everything is ready to go. I don't see why they, you know. But there are people who don't believe in that, and so consequently they have the right to say no. And if it's a private business, they can say no and get away with it, I guess. Well, we'll find out if they get away with it or not, because they're going to take it to court and see if they do or not. I you know, in my opinion, if I were to go to a place like that and say I wanted to have a same-sex wedding, and they say no, if I wouldn't, you know, I can't imagine suing them and making them do it. They'd make your whole wedding would be so hard and so difficult. They'd make it so difficult to get along. I would think it wouldn't be worth it myself. I go somewhere else. There's got to be someplace else you can go and do this thing and not have the problems. But you know, some people that's like suing to get your job back. Could you imagine working under conditions like that if you sued somebody to get your job back for whatever reason you lost it and they gave it back to you? Life would be hell as far as I could see. I mean, I wouldn't want to work under those conditions myself.
Yeah, no pressure. Your boss is waiting for the first time you screw up and you're out the door again.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Anyways, real quick here, 646-721-9887. I think I am back. At least my network seems to be back online. I am not, or some people say I'm off anyways. 646-721-9887. Again, we apologize for the network issues. One thing Oregon is famous for is rain, and it does affect the network sometimes. And again, hopefully things will be better in the next couple of weeks. So I appreciate your patience and staying with us, those of you that are staying with us. And, again, coming up on the 30 minutes remaining in the program, Brian Lang from Live Truth Radio will be joining us.
I want to get up in here before we invite Brian in, because I just wanted to raise hell and scream and holler and yell because of this business of the Tour de France, because they've stripped this man of all of his records, his trophies, whether you like him or don't like him, whether you disagree with him or don't disagree with him, Lance Armstrong won all these records, and you can't go back and say they didn't happen. You can, but it doesn't work. He was there, he did it, and I think this is stupid. I mean, granted, he took some drugs and he did some things. They can't give it to the number two position or the number three position because they did the same damn thing. They took the same stupid drugs, and so they got it. They got out of it as well. So they now they've got nobody in the position of the winner for the last seven or whatever it is, 9 years. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. So consequently, you know, live with it. So he did it. He, you know, take it, give him a fine, take away his prize money. Of course, he probably can't do that because we're talking about years that have gone by that he's done this, and chances are the prize money's already been spent one way or another, so they can't be taking much of that away. But the thing is, it's just sort of so absurd to do this whole thing. I mean, okay, make him out of touch, make it so he can't race anymore. He's been bad boy. That's the one thing. But to make such a big thing about it and to take away his trophies and to take away his winnings and to take away his place, and he, you know, you can't take his place away, his place in history. Simple fact is, he did it. He was there. He did it. Whether he did it right or wrong, he did it. And so you can just take the whole thing and stuff it, because you know, this is, I think this is so stupid to just, we've spent so much time on this for the last weeks or I don't know, maybe a year that we've spent working on this. And the fact he's done so many good things with his well, whatever that institution he has, I think it's, I don't know, what is it? Whatever. Anyway, I'm just very upset that they're bothering to do this, to take away all of this sort of thing and making a big thing out of it. I think he should be given the whole thing back again, put some things, some rules on it, and put some restrictions on what he can do and what he can't do and all that sort of thing. But just to try to take everything away from him, it's just stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's true. I mean, like you say, despite the fact that he, you know, he won. But that's just like saying, well, okay, they won't do it for the president. You know, if they. Now, I'm not going with the birther thing again, but I'm saying that if they did prove that Obama was not legally able to obtain the presidency, are they just going to go and say, oh, I'm sorry, your last 4 years didn't count. Cross it off. You can't erase history. I'm sorry.
It did count. It does count. Whether we like it or not, whether he did it right or not, whether we screwed up or not, it did count. He was there, and you can't change that. And so, you know, you're going the wrong direction, folks. Just put some restrictions on what he can do and what restrictions on what he did do. But, I mean, to say it didn't happen isn't going to happen. It's too late.
Yeah. Like I tell you, it's just, I don't know, world's kind of crazy. Same thing, my bitch and moan, too, is kind of related but not related. Congress spending time having sessions over whether or not a sports figure is taking drugs.
Well, this is not only just Congress. This is worldwide that they're wasting their time on this sort of thing. I mean, you know, okay, say, okay, you can't do it anymore. And that's all there is to it. All you have to do it is you're banned from racing again. That's all you have to do. You know, it's big money. I know it's big money, big sponsorships, and I can understand this, the different sponsors of his that are leaving him and saying, okay, we're not going to sponsor you anymore. What money you had coming from us, we're not going to give you. What money we can get back from you, we will try to get back. But again, you got to, there's got to be a limit to what you can do there too, because, you know, he's had money, that money he's probably spent it, or he's given it away, or whatever. You can't take it back from it, from in huge numbers. I mean, that just can't be done. So consequently, you know, Nike is just going to have to sit back and suck it up. I mean, they've got lots of money. They're not broke by any chance of the word. So consequently, just kind of sit back and say, you know, all right, we're not going to give you any more money. We're not going to sponsor you anymore.
Your friend Phillip.
I'm still here. I think it's just that the network's starting to act up again.
We can't win, can we?
Well, see, the host connection just went down. And yet, because Cliff and I are calling in on Skype, so Skype is still going. And for the moment, I still got control of the board, but the number that we used for the host just went down.
Okay. So,
but and now Sky and now Trent wants to do an update. God. if I allow Trent to do an update, things will stop, literally. So,
well, interesting. I've got mine is up. I've got my thing for Blog Talk Radio up too. So I don't know if they'll continue going on one if one of them, one or the other of them quits. So it's hard to say what's going to happen. Yeah. Whatever. But anyway, I've vented enough.
Well, that's part of live radio. You know, is things happen, and all you can do is make the best of it. Unfortunately, you know, it's unfortunately we got a backup network, but even still, it's just not as good as the main one. And we just try to get through. And the unfortunate about it is that, you know, we have a lot to talk about today, and we're getting sidetracked by all these technical issues. And maybe I just shouldn't be as cheap and put another quarter in the machine. That might kind of help too.
I don't know. I tell you. Well, it's got to be fixed soon because it can't continue on. So there's got to be ways around whatever's going on. I've been here all along. Now I don't
know. Well, no, it's on this end here because, like I say, we got a storm going on, and you know how that affects everything. So, but anyways, while we're still here, and Cliff is in the remote studio in Cottage Grove, if I go down completely, he can still run things. But in the meantime, 646-721-9887. In 3 minutes, we got Brian coming on from Live Truth Radio, and hopefully his network is running great, and we can get in for the last 30 minutes, get in some debates there, and that'd be kind of cool. And especially talking about I wanted to cover the recent debates, and we'll get into that with Brian at the bottom of the hour. And but meantime, you know, be sure to give us a call, 646-721-9887, or you can also join Brian at his on his show right now at 949-7272-9418. But either number you call, you can join both of us. Right here, right now. If you do it now. Call now.
So we got Brian on now.
Brian's coming on in about 2 minutes here. So.
Oh, that's right. I keep looking at my wrong.
I know you're excited.
It's right and one that's wrong, and I look at the wrong one every time. And it's fast, so whatever. So. Anyway, that was my big thing about the Lance Armstrong thing, is that I just think we are making way too much about it. It's taking too much of our time, too much of everybody's time. I mean, the money that we spend on trying to play around with this could be spent on putting the next race on. And, of course, I don't know how much money there is in bicycle racing. There's obviously a lot more money than I thought there was, but... I don't know how much money there is. Of course, he was making big bucks, I guess, for winning these big races, and you know. But when you're tops in the world, the thing that gets to me is that they're cutting him off and yelling at him for doing it, but they haven't said much of anything to the other people. They can't give the second position, you know. If you take away the guy who won first and you give it to the next guy in line. You can't do that because he did the same thing, and then the guy behind him, he did the same thing. So what are you going to do? You just, you know, you if you can't keep control of it, of what was being done within your organization, then you probably should either not have the organization or should just let it happen.
Exactly. There we go. Too much going on in the background. I apologize. 646-721-9887. So give us a call. I'm just thinking what we're talking about, and hopefully in the last 30 minutes of the program, our signals and everything will kind of work, and Cousin Murphy will do something else besides picking on me.
Poor Robin sits there. She has to do all the controls. She, and I just sit here and talk and hope for the best. And Like today, I did happen to bring up the control panel, at least bring it up. I don't usually even have it up on my computer. I don't know. I don't need it. But this time I had it just in case it goes away and we can continue on and see what happens. Anyway, I wanted to get into the business with the debate that's coming up, because this is going to be an interesting debate that we got coming up. It's tonight at like 6 o'clock supposedly is when it's going to be happening, and I'm really looking forward to that. I understand that we got a ball game, or possibly two ball games. Somebody said we had two major ball games that are going on at the same time. But I know we've got at least one, and one of the major networks is going to be running that ball game instead of running debate, which is kind of interesting. And I don't care about the ball game. I don't even one way or the other. But a lot of people, I guess, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out if more people watch the ball game or more people watch the debate. And especially since the debate is on like six channels all at once. And the ball game is only on one, so which one's going to get them the biggest audience is interesting. Are you there?
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Hang on.
Whenever somebody says "hang on" like that, I have this picture of this cat that they send out. That's desperately hanging on.
Yeah. Brian's going to try and call in now. Okay, let's see. God dang it.
It's amazing how things come together sometimes, and other times we can be doing the same thing, basically, and it doesn't come together. But I think this is one of those times that we're not meeting halfway or something. But
okay, folks, there's going to be some touch tones here. I do apologize, but there's nothing I can do about it.
I'm not hearing him.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your...
Our menu. Click to the new prompts before making your selection. To start your show now, press 1. To hear instructions, press...
All is back. So we're reconnecting you now.
Okay. Hang on, folks.
I hope we've been reconnected.
Okay, we're going to try dialing the Brian now.
It's dialing for dollars, folks. And not getting any. Not getting any dollars, not getting any dialing. Remember those old movies on television? Dialing for dollars. I know. Not everybody's old as I am. And I am old.
Now it says it's dialing. I think I locked up on me.
Well, maybe we should just let it go.
Yeah, I'd make try one more attempt here, folks. Like I say, when my cousin does his thing, he
Cousin Murphy, yeah.
My cousin Murphy. So I apologize for the dead air. It says call failed. Call failed, not answered.
One of those days.
Okay, so we're just gonna move right along here.
Basically, we're going to talk about the Obama debate at round three, the one that's going to happen tonight. This is the one. It's a little different than the others. They're going to be sitting down at the table, both of them. Well, all three of them, for that matter. But all three people are going to be sitting at the table, like the vice presidential debate. And I don't know if that's going to be better or worse. I kind of like the idea of them getting up and getting in each other's face a little bit, like they did at the last one. That was kind of interesting. But the thing is, I hope at least this time that Mr. Romney has. I really felt that it was really kind of sad that he obviously listened to somebody and came up with a good idea, but they didn't tell him the whole thing. And when he accused Mr. Obama of not saying something, and Obama says he did say it, well, Romney didn't come back with, well, I know exactly what you said, and sit down and read the transcript to him, which he should have had in front of him and been able to do. And because Obama did mention what he said in one place, but he didn't mention it in conjunction with what he was talking about. He just kind of threw it in at the end to not really put it in there like he meant it. It basically, Romney wasn't quite up to snuff. He didn't quite have it put together in order to get him. And of course, Mr. Obama, when he saw an opening and a way to upset Romney, he took it. And I don't blame him. He took the possibility of telling him what to do, and it really did sit Romney in bad position because he couldn't. I don't know if it's because he can't think on his feet fast enough to do something like that, but obviously he wasn't prepared. And because he wasn't prepared enough, I mean, he basically was prepared in almost everything else, but he wasn't prepared enough in this particular instance to be able to come back and call President Obama on it. So, and that was too bad. And so I think that was the only thing that he did wrong about that whole debate that they had. I have a terrible time calling these debates because they just really aren't debates. They're just...
They're sound bites.
Yeah, that's what they are more than anything, I think. But tonight is going to be about a different subject entirely. They're going to be talking about what's happening. You see, this is probably the one place where Romney is the least going to be prepared, supposedly, because how can he be prepared to talk about something that he's not allowed to know about? He's not allowed to know these secret places and secret things that Obama does know about him. Of course, Mr. Obama supposedly can't talk about them either because they are secrets, supposedly. And so consequently, here both of them are going to sit here talking about something they can't talk about. And that should make for an interesting debate.
Well, speaking of talking, you want to take a phone call, see if that'll work?
Say again?
You want to try and take a phone call, see if that'll work today?
Sure. Why not?
All right, area code 419. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is Brian, Live Truth Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, welcome.
I was able to call you guys. That's all right, I guess. What's happening? What was just being said by Cliff there?
I was just talking about what we're going to be doing, what's going to happen at tonight's debate, and the fact that Romney was not prepared in the last one to answer the couple of questions that he should have, I think, had more information on. I don't know who let him down. He must be taking advice from someone as to what to talk about and how much to talk about it, and they didn't let him, didn't give him the whole information. He didn't know.
Like what?
Well, the fact that Obama waited until the very last I don't know if it's the last line or whatever, to call out that he, I can't think of what I was going to say now. I hate that when I have it right on the tip of my tongue and it goes away. But anyway, he couldn't call him out on it. He didn't have enough information in his mind, I guess, to finish what he was talking about.
Are we talking about the Libyan attack? Is that what you're talking about?
That's where
Obama
we are.
Obama lied to everybody, and that damn person that was supposed to be the moderator, she actually jumped in and chose Obama's side in front of 70 million people, showing her bias. I mean, Obama was interrupted by her 9 times. Romney was interrupted 28 times by her. Mm-hmm. I mean, for crying out loud, it was incredible the bias that was being performed in front of the whole world, you know. And then her to step back the next day without 70 million people listening to her, of her stepping back saying that, I had it wrong, was absolutely ridiculous. But see, here's my standpoint on this whole thing, and I've shared it on my show in previous just – in this today's show and also previous shows of the other debates. We're watching a reality show, you know? We're watching a reality show between the Republicans and Democrats, and simply that is it. That's all that they want us to know about is Republicans and Democrats. They don't want us to know about anybody else, because these are the people that they are bought and paid for by the global banks and the corporations. Our government is bought and paid for. It is absolutely bought out, and it's been that way for many years, actually. But yet, us as Americans are supposed to understand that there is only Republican and Democrat, and you got to be in that box of R or that box of D, and that is your only choice. That is what is being presented to all of America. These are products that they're pushing because, they're going to make money off of either product. It don't matter, really. But I believe, just as Diane has said in our chat over here, that they have already chosen their man. They have already chosen their man that they want to be president. And it don't matter. It does not matter.
Well, I'll agree with that, but my question would be, how do we get the information out about the other people, and does it make any difference? Because there's not enough support for any one person in that other group, any of the other groups to get anywhere.
Yeah, and that, I understand that. There's only, how many days? About, 18? Less than that,
we don't,
right?
Don't even worry about this particular one, but even in further in future elections,
we got to get behind the one that's outside the boxes, the one that is outside the boxes and speaking liberty, speaking the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. For that is what our country is all about. That is what our framework is all about. And to step aside from that, which both of these people that are being represented to us as being our nominees are doing, because, you know, they both, Romney said that he would have voted for the National Defense Authorization Act. Obama signed it into law in darkness out there in Hawaii, which trounces on our rights and is unconstitutional. That right there spoke loudly to me, and they both will not use the Constitution, rather. They will dance around the Constitution in order to get what the global people want them to do. That's what I'm saying. They're bought and paid for. They don't care about us as Americans. They're just representing that they care during this reality show. You know, they only care to get in that office so that their buddies and their cronies make their money that they want to, because, American people, we're an endless stream of money to them. That's all it is. An endless stream of money. And it's absolutely ridiculous that we keep on accepting this year after year, every 4 years, every 2 years, what have you. And instead of having grassroots efforts to put another person, a regular individual in. Who said, Steve Pachetnik once said, be aware, be very aware of a president that has never served in the military and be aware of his orders to his subordinates, the military, as being commander-in-chief. Be very aware of that. And here we got it. We got two presidents.
How about a president that does name-calling like this? In fact, we played the audio at the beginning of our program, Romnesia. I mean, is that childish?
Romnesia.
Did you hear the audio?
Well, yeah. No, I wasn't there at the beginning of your broadcast. I stepped in about, 15, 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, it's 29 seconds. Let me play that for you and your audience so they know what they're talking about.
Okay.
Assuming that I punch the button, something happens here. All right. I love Blog Talk. Anyways, what it was doing is that Obama was teasing Romney about him, his promises that he made early on in the campaign. He forgot that he did it, so he's calling him. He doesn't have he must have amnesia or Romnesia. That's what we're calling it now. It's Romnesia.
What were the policies that he was supporting at the beginning? And they changed on. Was it maybe Federal Reserve?
Yeah, the exact policies I don't know off the top of my head here.
Okay. Well, I know he has flip-flopped on several things even before this election on the way he stands, and I've said that before when we were on broadcast together. Whether you agree with me or disagree, it doesn't matter to me. The truth is the truth. The reality underneath the honesty is that they, as Diane has said here in chat, they have chosen who they wish to have as their next president, not our next president, their next president.
Right.
Them being the global banks and the corporations. They have already chosen, okay? We are just having a reality show as though we have a choice. But all in all, we don't. We don't
okay,
at
so
all.
Then how do we fix that? How do we do something about that? If we have no say-so in it, then why even bother, first of all? And then second of all, how do we change that? We are we have the numbers, supposedly, as far as people are concerned. I mean, is there a way we can step in and change that?
Yeah, there's a way we can step in and change that. We can step in as a grassroots organization, as true Americans, and start from day November 7th on to the next presidential election, promoting the person that stands for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, and liberty. That right there stands alone for itself. But see, what I hear every 4 years, those people that are staunch Republican and Democrats, they believe in that. They say that they believe in that, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty. They believe in all that stuff. They believe in our founding fathers. But it's not mentioned until like 2 months before the elections and say, we don't have enough time. They always say it. We don't have enough time. Just like we don't have enough time right now. Even Gary Johnson on Red Eye last week, I watched him. He was on Red Eye. He even said he'd probably come in third. And that's a defeatist attitude. Instead of going for 4 years representing and going all over the place, getting the support behind you of freedom-loving, liberty-loving American individuals that believe in the Constitution and believe in our Bill of Rights. Do you two believe that whoever is in office, do you believe that both are going to, or either or, are going to support our Bill of Rights and go by the Constitution while they're in office?
I should hope so.
Yeah, why isn't there a big scream or would the Constitution be violated? Why isn't people yelling bloody murder over that?
That's my question. That's been my question. Where is the outrage? Where has been the outrage over Obama even just being in office. You know, it's not a race. They call you racist and all this kind of crap, where it's absolutely necessary that they should be in outrage over Obama just being in office or even being on the ticket here as a Democrat, you know, because he is not a natural born citizen, period. There's been many, many things that have come up that has been truth, facts brought up, and he is not a natural born citizen. But where is the outrage? Where is the outrage of all the unconstitutional acts that he's done since he's been in presidency and the treasonous acts that he has done since he's been in presidency? Where is the outrage?
Hopefully, there's a great deal of it. There's a great deal of it, of outrage in the world right now, and that we're going to change his position. It's too late to do about anything with what he's already done. It's too late to get him to take it back. That's like I said with Lance Armstrong. He's done it. It happened. So, you know, forget about it. But now we have a chance to change who he is, and now is the time to change people. And I personally don't think Romney is in this for the money. He doesn't need the money. Why would he be in it for the money?
I didn't say him alone, did I?
Well, no, but I mean, you lumped him amongst the other people, is all.
Well, of course I do. He's been a businessman his whole life, has he not?
He has.
What is the major goal of any business anywhere? What is the major goal of any business?
Well, it's to make money.
Profit.
Right, you're right. But the thing right now,
maximize your profits.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
and if he's in bed with all these other, I mean, I already said it. Our country, our government has been bought and paid for. All you got to do is look at it to realize that. Absolutely look into it, investigate it yourself to understand that our government is bought and paid for. Either side, both corporations and these national banks all support all these different, you know, Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, all these financial networks of Wall Street. They support the same. They support both candidates. They don't have any problem, but they do have one that they want, and they're going to get that person in office so they can benefit the most and maximize their profits on it. Look at what happened with Obama and all these solar different deals, okay? And not to mention the latest one about the batteries, you know? He gives these people millions upon billions of money, a taxpayer money, so that these companies can succeed, all right? So these companies can better America. But they've come bankrupt, where there's no allocation for the funds. The money's going to all his crony buddies and everything. Just like giving $2 billion down to Brazil at Petrobras and telling them that we'll be their best customer, when Petrobras, the major shareholder there, was George Soros, the guy that donated money to his campaign. Just like the Obama phones, where Carlos Slim is the man down in Mexico, the richest man in the world, and who or where the Obama phones come from is right from Mexico. The ones that all these people in America are screaming for, that they got their free Obama phones, well, it's coming from Carlos Slim, that he has donated to Obama's campaign, okay? We're talking foreigners donating to these people, all right? And we also have Obama with an executive order that I mentioned, I think I mentioned last week because I just found out about it, of this Lisa girl, talking about the most recent executive order where he's absolutely shutting down the coal plants here in America so that the production can be done down in Mexico. And who has his fingers in all the production of coal down in Mexico? Bing, 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 bing. Carlos Slim, his buddy, where he has donated to the campaign and everything. You know? Both sides have this going on where they're bought and paid for.
Well, and something that a lot of people don't know, because there's not that big of noise about it. Did you know that America's Standard & Poor's lowered our credit rating again to a double A minus?
Again?
Yeah.
Again? When did that happen?
I guess last week has been on the news.
Holy camoly. What do you guys think about that?
If you go to Moody's, it's showing that we're unstable, so as far as our credit goes. So thank you very much, Mr. President.
Yeah,
that's why we've got to need to change the presidency. We need to change persons in there, and I don't believe that Romney would do that. He'd be one to try to get our credit rating back up. It's to his benefit to get our credit rating back up. It's to the benefit of the country to get it back up. But I just don't think that Obama knows how to do these things. I don't believe. You see, I've come to the conclusion that Obama was put in here by a group of whomever. Democratic people, and he couldn't even keep them satisfied because in the beginning, right after the beginning, he wasn't listening to anybody, and he had his own opinion and or their opinion, and consequently, nobody is getting anything done. And so he started a step around them to get things done around them, and we've got to change the people there. And at this particular point, right now, our options are one of two people. And if we leave the same one in there, we've accomplished virtually nothing. If we do change and go to Romney and put him in the office, then at least we've accomplished something. And then we can go from there and change something else. But I think probably the first thing we're going to do is campaign finance reform. We need to change how we finance the different campaigns so that more people can step up and run. We don't need to have only billionaires and millionaires being running for office. We need some other people. And, you know, Obama couldn't have run for office if he didn't have all these people financing him. And, you know, so consequently, we need to get somebody else in there running for office with that doesn't need the money. And consequently, we need to change the way we finance our campaigns. And that's just the starting point. That's the first thing we've got to do. There's so many different things we've got to do to change how things are. There's such a huge amount of things we've got to change in order to change how things are done.
Yeah, and exactly. And in the last 3 minutes remaining in our program, by the way, you can still call Brian's program right now at 949-272-9418. Quick question I want to throw out there in our remaining 2 minutes is we borrowed a lot of money from China. What happens if we default on that money?
Oh, we have already.
You know, I've said in another broadcast, we ought to just default on the money because it's fiat money. It's through derivatives that they all bet within the Wall Street amongst themselves and create this debt that is false to the American people. That's where the deficit came from, besides Obama and all his plans. It's all fiat money. I've had Nomi Prinz on here that was Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns insider and explained it all to the American people. I had her on, and I think it was in March, and she explained it all. And actually, I didn't know what derivatives were until she explained it to me. All it is betting going on with them. And because they lost their bet, it adds to the debt of us as being Americans. And they don't care because it's going on to our debt, not theirs, ours.
Okay, Brian,
you know?
We got 30. You want to go ahead and promote your show real quick?
Live Truth Radio, Monday through Friday, and once on Sunday, bringing you the truth, the reality underneath the honesty to everybody that wants to listen. I am non-politically correct, so be prepared for truth, the reality underneath the honesty. There you go.
There you go. I appreciate it, and hopefully our network will work better next week. So again,
promo
catch
yours.
Us every Monday. So catch us every Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, and Brian's tune into him, and we're going to turn him back over to his program while we go ahead and sign off for ours. Again, thank you so much, Brian. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. You go ahead and hang up so I don't have to hang up on my people again.
All right. I got you here. All right. Have a good one.
God bless. Have a good one.
You too. And that's Brian from Live Truth Radio. Again, folks, we apologize for all the network issues, and even the control board here wasn't even working right after the show. But again, we'll be back in next week. We do have some exciting stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. Stay tuned. It's all good all the way around, including for our listeners and for us and everything. And just A lot of exciting stuff coming down the pike. Again, if you've stayed with us in the archives, thank you for sticking with us. And again, we'll be back again next Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye, everybody.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the Like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.